Good morning, Michael.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Thank you so much for joining us. So there are currently a few proposals that are being spun and called a modernisation of our current defamation laws. What are the laws that are currently being changed, or how are they? What's the approach?
Well, Australian defamation law is a mixture between the law that judges make, called case law or common law, and also some statutes which are in force in each of the states and territories. So the judge-made stuff, the common law, it's really old. It's older than Australia. We inherited it from England. And in about 2005, the governments around Australia got together and enacted some legislation to kind of tweak what had been there for hundreds of years and make it a bit more Australian, and to kind of recast the balance between freedom of speech and protection of reputation. Basically, long story short is that Australian defamation laws are really good if you're the plaintiff, the person suing, and they're trickier if you're the defendant. And defendants are often media companies. So there's been a lot of advocacy over the last few years by people at News Corp and places like that, basically saying we need to modernise defamation law so that it's freedom of speech is a bit freer in Australia.
Especially in the moment that we're living in right now, when it comes to media outlets who are being held accountable, one thing that I often think about is if a news organization's put an article online, for example, and there are comments that are being made on, say, Facebook or Instagram, for example, who in those cases is held accountable to those comments? Is it the individual or the media outlet?
Yeah, well, to be sued in defamation, it means you're a publisher. But being a publisher of defamation doesn't mean you're the author. So the person who writes a comment, if it's a dodgy one, that person can be responsible. So you can go sue the commenter. But in a recent case earlier this year, there was a really controversial decision. A court in New South Wales said that the media company that hosts the page can be responsible for the comments of basically the random grumpy boomers commenting in response to articles posted from The Australian. So arguably, not only can you sue the person writing the comment, but you can sue the host of the page as well, which, yeah, a lot of media companies got very worried when that decision happened.
But, right, yeah. And then when you're trying to navigate this space, then who ultimately gets the say on whether the accountability is on the individual or the outlet in that instance where you're talking about, you know, The Australian and those boomers? Like, who has the choice?
Well, the person suing has choice of who they sue. Like, you don't have to sue anyone.
Right.
So, for example, the case I'm talking about is Dylan Voller's case. Mm. Listeners are probably familiar with this guy. He was the young bloke who was basically tortured in youth detention, then he ran for parliament, and then a lot of right-wing media didn't like him, wrote a bunch of articles about him, and that's what the comments were on. So in his case, he didn't even sue the individuals who wrote the posts. He sued the media company about the comments of the random, which, and it's probably a sound strategic move, because media companies have much deeper pockets.
Yeah.
And if you want something to change, you go after those with more power. So, often media companies will get sued more than individuals, but not always.
And in this case, then, who do you reckon will benefit most from these proposed changes if they are to go through? Is it those media organisations with deeper pockets?
Yeah. So, basically, yes. The biggest winners will be the companies that control Australia's major media organisations. So there's Nationwide News, subsidiary of News Corp, the nine MSN companies, which are the new Fairfax. Even not-for-profits like ABC will do well.
Right.
But it's not just them, though. There's also a proposed second lot of reforms. They're talking about whether or not social media platforms, like the companies behind Facebook, should be liable. If those reforms go through, then News Corp would benefit twice, but if they don't, then Facebook, Google, et cetera, would be a winner of the reforms too.
Well, this sounds great for those media outlets, as you're saying, but for the general public and for the sake of public interest, is there anything that these proposed changes could have any negative fallbacks or impacts for, like, readers and the broader public?
Yeah, well, I should say there are some positive things for everyday punters like you and I. One of the positive things for regular people is the introduction of what's called a threshold of serious harm. So at the moment, if someone slags you off on Facebook, it could be your sister saying to your mother on Facebook, my brother's a bad guy. Like, that sort of thing is potentially actionable. Like, the most petty stuff winding up in courts. So one of the, I guess, benefits of the new laws is that they introduced this thing basically saying you can't even sue unless you've suffered some serious harm. And that ideally this would mean there's less petty stuff in the court. And it's good for regular punters because it means you can be a keyboard warrior and not worried about getting sued every 5 minutes.
Oh, great. The 4chan, the 4chan and the subreddit community just, like, exhaled deeply, and they're like, we're all good, we're all right.
Yeah, that presupposes that those guys don't cause serious harm, though. Maybe
yeah, I don't know about that one, though. Going back to social media, I guess, you were talking about Facebook and their sort of role in it. I'm curious to ask about, like, does this come into play of Facebook being a publisher? Because they market themselves as being a software company, but as most people consume their news online these days through Facebook as a sort of meeting point for that, will this have an impact on, like, the organisations like Facebook?
It could. So the reform process has been going on for years and years, and the states and territories have basically agreed on a first draft, but they've parked the more controversial issue, one on which there might not be agreement, and that's whether to make Facebook liable for the stuff written by randoms on Facebook. One of the barriers to that proposal, which is going to be considered next year, is that there's a Commonwealth law, it's called the Broadcasting Services Act, and it basically means that telecommunications providers, hosts like Google and Facebook and Twitter and so on, they can't be liable at all under Commonwealth law at the moment. So if that position could change, but yeah, there'd have to be a federal reform. Another barrier, though, is that a lot of these companies that run the platforms that we all use in Australia, a lot of them are based overseas. So say they do become liable if the law changes. Well, that begs the question, what do you do with it? Like, how do you enforce an Australian judgment overseas?
That was going to be my next question. I was going to say, how does it work when these like spaces are international and you've got it relegated to one nation? What happens in those instances?
Yeah, well, it makes it bloody tricky. So certain companies play ball and want to do the right thing, probably out of corporate social responsibility. So you see Google, for example, it'll actually participate in Australian courts. Twitter and Facebook, though, they are different fishes. They will often ignore Australian courts process, which means they'll get served. The writ, the thing that kicks off the litigation, will get handed to them in bloody Delaware or wherever they are in the US. And then they'll just ignore it. They won't even come. So what it could mean is that an Australian court is basically just shouting
into a void.
Across the ocean, and they're like, yeah, whatever.
Yeah.
What are you going to do about it? So
good luck to you. Yeah.
And they've got this thing. It's been reported on, I think. It's called the Communications Decency Act. And it basically says that under US law, it's kind of like our Broadcasting Services Act. It says no intermediaries can be responsible for anything on the internet produced by someone else.
Mm.
So what this means, though, is that say an Australian judge says, Facebook, you're liable for $1 million because you facilitated this defamation. Facebook can then go to a US court and get an order saying that the Australian judgment has no effect and they can ignore it.
Maybe it'll be like a jigsaw piecing of like all of the nations with their own individual sort of sets of policies and laws, and they all kind of operate maybe on the same level, and, you know, whatever happens in the ocean stays in the ocean. I don't know.
Yeah. It's bloody hard. It makes for fun for law nerds like me, but not much fun for regular people who want to get access to justice.
Absolutely. It's definitely a muddy, murky space. Thank you so much for your time, Michael.
No worries. Thanks for having me.